Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks Show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School, building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 9, lows of 4. Tuesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 10, lows of 5. Wednesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 11, lows of 6. Thursday, we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 10, lows of 5. And Friday, we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 9, lows of 3. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, the Isle of Wight Council has chosen Barnardo's as its provider to continue its early help family centres. The children's charity was chosen following a detailed tender selection process to run the 0 to 19 family centres for the next 3 years from 1st of April. The council has the option to extend this by a further 2 years. The family centres are a vital part of a wider early help offer, delivering a range of preventative and support services for families of children aged 0 to 19. Barnardo's will continue to deliver parenting and family support services, early childhood support and the intensive family support programmes. In addition, they will be providing support to young carers and family time sessions. Councillor Paul Bradin, Cabinet Member for Children's Services, Education and Skills, said, "Services such as family centres provide a valuable community resource, and we need to ensure we have a fit-for-purpose model to deliver early help support for families. I have every confidence that Barnardo's will continue to deliver the same high-quality standard services, and I am very happy the organisation has been chosen as the new provider." Meanwhile, the Classic Buses, Beer and Warts weekend planned for October has been cancelled. It is the second year the popular event has been cancelled due to coronavirus. Organisers say it takes many months of detailed planning and there are still too many uncertainties. It is hoped that the event can return in 2022, as it contributes significantly to the Isle of Wight economy. Ben Bartram, the principal organiser for the Isle of Wight Bus Museum, said, "This is a carefully considered decision. We have been talking to key stakeholders in recent weeks, including the vehicle owners who provide the classic buses." And finally, two new polls have named the Isle of Wight as one of the most desirable locations in the whole of the UK. Shanklin Beach has been voted one of the top 20 beaches in the UK, following a survey by WWF UK and Sky Ocean Rescue, while Freshwater Bay is named in a separate poll run by railway company LNER. Sally Beston, chairman of Shanklin Hotel and the Accommodation Association, said, "I'm delighted to read Shanklin Beach has been voted in the top 20 UK's best beaches." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 22nd of February 1732 was the birthday of the first ever President of the United States of America. George Washington was born into a wealthy American family when Britain was still controlling America. His dislike of the British had begun when he was passed over for a promotion in the British Army, and he was a key part of the resistance against the British. George Washington became the Commander-in-Chief of America's Armed Forces, which defeated the British. and went on to become the very first President of the United States of America. The 24th of February 1955 was the birthday to somebody who co-founded the richest company in the world. Steve Jobs was the co-founder of technology company Apple, along with his friend Steve Wozniak. Apple started making computers, but its big breakthrough occurred with the iPhone. Additionally, Jobs provided funding for Pixar, an animation company that produced Toy Story, the world's first film to be completely computer animated. The 26th of February 1815 was when Emperor Napoleon escaped the island of Elba, off Italy, where he had been exiled after his forces were defeated trying to invade Russia. However, he soon escaped by hiding inside a ship, and quickly began to amass an army to take on British and other European forces. However, his freedom only lasted for 100 days, as he was defeated at the Battle of Waterloo and was exiled to the island of St. Helena, which is in the middle of the Atlantic. He lost his title of emperor and eventually died there. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is spiewa, S-P-E-E-W-A-H. It's an informal Australian noun, meaning an imaginary place used as a setting for fanciful stories of the outback. It can be used in the sentence, the sheep on the spiewa are so big it takes several days to shear each animal. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now! Hello, this is Jasper's Obscure Holidays. Everyone knows the power that a compliment can have on a person's disposition. A well-placed compliment not only makes the person receiving it feel better, but can also make the person giving the compliment feel better as well. That's more than enough of an excuse for people to celebrate World Compliment Day. This is a holiday that falls on 1st of March and is the perfect day to spread a little bit of positivity to friends, family members and even complete strangers. Of all the cream pies enjoyed nowadays, the banana cream pie is probably the most popular and no one is sure why. Maybe it's because of its mild banana flavour or because it brings up feelings of nostalgia. Regardless of the reasons for its popularity, one thing is for certain. People aren't going to stop enjoying this pie anytime soon. A fact that we think is proven by the fact that Banana Cream Pie Day is celebrated annually on 2nd of March. Even though there are many holidays that encourage people to take care of their own needs on a particular date, this holiday isn't one of them. Instead, this holiday encourages people to do something nice for someone else that's going to make the other person happy. This holiday is called I Want You to Be Happy Day, and it's celebrated on 3rd of March each year. It's a great holiday to give someone in your life a gift of happiness, one of the most valuable gifts one person can give to another. Celebrated on 4th of March, Grammar Day is a holiday that's designed to help people think more deeply about the grammar they're using. It's a day that was first established in 2008 and encourages people to present a positive image of themselves in their writing through the use of better grammar. After all, language is important for all of us, so it's a good idea to show some respect on this day. And finally, Unplugging Day is a holiday that's celebrated on March 5th and is intended to be a day on which people should spend 24 hours disconnected from their electronics. A person celebrating this day should avoid social media, electronics and technology from the time they wake up in the morning to the time they go to bed at night. Disconnecting from technology provides people with significant benefits, as this holiday proves. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your famous birthdays. Peter Andre, who's a pop singer, born in 1973, who's 48. Lindsay Morgan, who's a TV actress, born in 1990, who's 31. And Kelly Breeden, who's also a pop singer, born in 1989, who's 32. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now!
In Isle of Wight news this week, a major barrier to the long-awaited regeneration of Newport Harbour has been removed with the granting of a harbour revision order by the government. The order, approved by the Marine Management Organisation and Parliament last week, will enable the Isle of Wight Council to negotiate longer-term leases for existing and new harbour tenants. The approval comes almost a year since the council first unveiled its master plan for the harbour, with ambitious proposals to regenerate the waterfront and surrounding areas. Key proposals of the master plan include a new cultural centre, hotel, multi-storey car park, and a footbridge over the River Medina. The plans also include much-needed affordable homes. Welcoming the news, Councillor Wayne Whittle, Cabinet Member for Regeneration and Business Development, said the Council's successful application marked an important milestone for the project. He said the granting of the order effectively takes the brakes off the scheme and puts us in a position where progress can be made. Meanwhile, more than 400 people have been discharged from St Mary's Hospital to date after being treated for COVID-19. In the latest data published by NHS England, figures for the Isle of Wight NHS Trust show since the beginning of the pandemic in March last year through to 3rd of February, a total of 403 people have been successfully discharged. In January alone, a month which saw cases of the virus rocket rapidly as the UK strain of COVID spread across the island, 214 patients were discharged. Of those to be discharged, 3 were aged between 0 and 5, and 2 between 6 and 17. Figures also show 116 patients were discharged, aged between 18 and 64. But the age range with the most discharges was between 65 and 84, where 177 patients were discharged. A total of 105 of those aged over 85 were discharged. And finally, over the past year, local folk singers John Hacker and John Bentley have organised no less than 5 online folk music events and are now set to host another at the end of the month. The pair had hoped that by now life would be returning to normal, but learning to expect the unexpected has become a regular part of lockdown life. In order to keep the music going, they have organised another online Key Folk Club evening, which will take place at 7:30pm on Sunday 28th of February. The evening will feature guest spots from Derbyshire duo Stephen and Julie Wiggly, along with local singer Keith Noonan. There will also be shorter spots from a number of other local folk singers, including Second Time Around, Maureen Shaw, Steve French, Linda O'Connor, and Frank Heap. To date, over £2,000 have been raised to support Key Arts, but this latest event will support the club itself. John Bentley explains, having previously used our funds to commission spots from professional singers, we now need to replenish our funds. This will enable us to put on more great folk events in the future. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycock-Sotel.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast. I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself. And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence. I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you would like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectusradio.fm.